Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Here's a question for today. Why is it okay for state government to take over a city's school system, but not a city's budget? In late November, the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education voted to declare the Lawrence Public Schools, quote, chronically underperforming, and to place the district into receivership. Lawrence's students' MCAS scores rank in the bottom 1% of all districts. Lawrence has the lowest graduation rate of any district in Massachusetts. Less than half of Lawrence's high school students graduate in 4 years, and a quarter drop out within 4 years. The district has also been plagued by a lack of leadership and corruption. Its most recent superintendent, who was appointed by the State Board of Education during an earlier intervention, faces trial on charges of embezzlement and fraud. Many local stakeholders in Lawrence, including the mayor and teachers' union, supported state intervention, if not quite to the point of receivership. State intervention into a local school district in this manner and to this degree was unprecedented. State government has only possessed the power to place a district into receivership since the state legislature passed the so-called Achievement Gap Act, in 2010. What's striking is not that the state did intervene into Lawrence's schools, but that it declined to do so into Lawrence's budget. For the same pattern of incompetence and underperformance is just as evident on the administration and finance side in Lawrence city government as it is on the school side. In 2010, Lawrence narrowly avoided bankruptcy through the help of an emergency $35 million bailout from the state legislature. Its mayor is being investigated for corruption by local and federal authorities. Many top administrative positions have either long been unfilled or have undergone high turnover in recent years. The city has been so pathetically unable to fill its CFO position that one member of the city council published a want ad as an op-ed in the Boston Globe. The argument that the state government should take over Lawrence's finances is a simple case of taxation without representation. Even before the emergency bailout funds were approved, the state funded over 90% of Lawrence's school budget and two-thirds of the budget as a whole. But although state taxpayers are paying for most of Lawrence's budget, they have no direct say in how the city is governed, nor any means to hold officials accountable in cases of mismanagement or corruption. And as with the schools, we are clearly dealing with a case of chronic underperformance here. A state oversight board attempted to restore order to Lawrence's finances in the 1990s, but it does not seem to have had any permanent impact to speak of. At the time that the Lawrence bailout was approved, Republican legislatures did push for state control over Lawrence's finances, but both the governor and legislature opposed extracting any stronger concessions from Lawrence than to appoint a so-called overseer with only the authority to make recommendations. There is precedent for stronger intervention. When the state rescued Springfield from bankruptcy in 2004, it placed the city's finances under the authority of a state-appointed financial control board, in which it remained under for the next 5 years. Chelsea was in receivership between 1991 and 1995. Chelsea's emergence from state control coincided with a charter change in which Chelsea transitioned from the strong mayor form of government to council manager. If there ever was a city that needed council manager government, it's Lawrence, but state government has thus far declined to take the lead in pushing for it. To sum up, both local and state authorities seem generally more sympathetic to the state's taking control over a school system than its finances. Lawrence basically said to the state, "Please, take over our schools for us. They're terrible and we don't trust ourselves to run them." And state government happily obliged. But Lawrence officials apparently do trust themselves to manage their city's finances, despite abundant evidence to the contrary, and state government is content to take Lawrence's word for it. I don't know why this is so, I've simply presented it as a question. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.